Statesman Journal is reporting that state lawmakers and marijuana proponents agree that President Barack Obama's statement that pot is no more dangerous than alcohol could move Oregon voters towards legalization in 2014. I think it will influence people throughout the country, said Donald Morris, who owns a medical marijuana dispensary in Portland. I think that's why he made those comments. In an interview with the New Yorker magazine published on Sunday, Obama said he considers marijuana a bad habit, a vice, a waste of time, and not very healthy, but he doesn't think it's more dangerous than alcohol. He also told the New Yorker that legalization efforts in Colorado and Washington are important because of the racial disparity in how those caught with marijuana are punished. Representative Vicky Berger, Republican of Salem, thinks that the president's stance will certainly have an impact on voters in the state of Oregon. Although she didn't like the president's comparison between pot and alcohol, Berger said that it overlooks the differences in how the two substances behave in a person's body. Well, this debate's been going on for a long time, but when you have Barack Obama coming forward now and speaking about marijuana, how he used to smoke it and how he thinks it is no more dangerous than alcohol, the days of illegal marijuana, I think, are going to dwindle. Whether you call it decriminalization or whether you call it legalization, I think it's a big mistake. Dana Pretzer, that's today's commentary.